Echo Company calling Alpha Company.
Alpha Company, roger, over.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyer, the pastor of Denver Bible Church.
And I'm Doug McBurney, just glad to be here.
Doug, this is fun. We've got this handled.
The teams are organized. We've got a lot to get to. We're going to announce the signature SWAT teams.
Signature SWAT team, and here's what's going on in Colorado. Now, in Mississippi, they turned in 130,000 signatures yesterday.
And they needed some 90,
90-some thousand,
yeah.
And it's the largest number of signatures ever turned in history in Mississippi. It's in all, it's extraordinary, and the lieutenant governor was at the press conference yesterday. And
the next governor of the state of Mississippi.
The next governor of the most likely.
Yeah.
And Doug, this guy's got guts. He's saying, this is my issue. Personhood is my issue.
Wow.
And I'll take it to the federal government.
That's incredible.
Isn't that great?
That's what we've been hoping for.
Yeah, exactly.
Empower the states to do the right thing.
Yeah, what a great press conference put out by Personhood USA, Cal Zastro.
Wow. And from what I understand, 100,000 signatures were gathered, and Cal Zastro gathered more than half of those, if I'm not mistaken.
Single-handedly.
Yeah.
So it's just great. And that's his influence down there with giving courage to the lieutenant governor of the state that he's willing to take on the federal government because he wants to close down the last abortion clinic in Mississippi.
Awesome. Hey, forget waiting for the Republicans to put in enough judges to someday maybe possibly overturn Roe versus Wade. Have the governor stand up right now and say, we're not going to tolerate it.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. So personhood.
That's what personhood is all about.
That's what it's all about. Reminding everyone, including our governing officials who've sort of been lulled to sleep by 30 years of pro-life compromise.
Yeah, being told they had to wait, being told they had to focus on the judges and overturning Roe, all of that.
Negotiating with the child's right to life, as though we have the right to do that.
No.
So in Mississippi, it looks like a shoo-in.
They're going to be in great shape, 130,000 or 30% over what they need. They're going to get it done.
In Colorado, our Secretary of State, even as we speak,
is diligently going through every signature.
Every signature, comparing it to their voter registration database of 3 million names. They've had to turn down the radio they've got in the corner of the office. Normally, they listen to Bob Inyer Live at this time.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think the last Secretary of State may have, but not the current one.
No, the last Secretary of State did.
Well, he was hardcore pro-life, pro-personhood.
Yeah.
Hardcore.
He ran for Congress in my district, and I voted for him.
Wow, that's...
And I don't generally vote for Congress.
You don't normally tolerate politicians.
Not at all.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Doug McBurney voted for Mike Kaufman.
Yeah, that's
who's
right.
Now in Washington, D.C. So, Doug, in Colorado, the Secretary of State is going through, not personally.
He has a staff.
He has a staff.
From what we understand.
And they're going through signature by signature and validating all those that they can validate, but they're going to throw out some.
Yeah, and since we're only 4% over, they'll probably throw out more than 4%. We'll have to go get some more. So they're going to start the clock ticking on a 15-day curing period.
Right.
And we've assembled, how many teams have we officially assembled now?
We've got 10 teams so far. There's the signature SWAT team.
Yeah.
And that's broken down to Alpha Company, Bravo Company, Charlie Company.
Yeah, I love that.
And we've got team leaders. And, Doug, here, I've got the list right here.
Yes.
Yeah. Bob Inyart is team leader for Echo Company.
Echo. That's a neat name.
Echo.
I like that.
Yeah, that's the – and isn't your name on here somewhere?
Yes, Doug McBurney, Alpha Company, reporting for duty.
Alpha Company, Doug McBurney. And each of the team leaders are making an effort – to get people on their team, each team has committed to 2,000 signatures.
That's right. So now we as team leaders have to recruit the team that's going to produce the 2,000 signatures for each team.
So I've got to recruit 20, 30, 40 people who will each make a goal.
20, 50, 100
signatures, whatever they think they can do.
That's right. And with the precision of a military operation, we will get this done.
We'll get it done so that before we even hear from the Secretary of State's office, like maybe we'll hear tomorrow or Friday.
Could happen.
We want to have already listed the signatures we're going to need from these 10 teams.
That's right. Each team member has a commitment to a number of signatures so that we already know we've got the commitment to go get it.
So I'm going to give out our phone number, and if people want to call in and be on Alpha Company.
Call in.
Echo Company.
No, Alpha Company. I like that. Well, call in.
I need people on my.
We're looking for generally are people who've already carried the petition and know how to do it. But if someone wanted to try, they're welcome on Alpha Company.
So I'll give the phone number and I'll list some of these companies and the leaders.
Okay, I'll give the phone number. The number to call if you want to be a part of the team is 800-836-9278. Call now.
800-836-9278. And we're going to stay in touch.
Oh, yeah.
On every other day.
We're going to move, shoot, and communicate.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's exactly right.
That's what we're going
to
be doing.
And so we've got, you know, to go down the list, Alpha Company, Bravo, Charlie, Delta, Echo, Foxtrot, India, Oscar, Whiskey, X-Ray, and Zulu. That's what we have so far. And we might end up with additional companies because there are leaders out there who want to be team leaders.
That's right. We may talk to some people who want to be team leaders.
Right. And that's fine. And in their area or with their friends.
And we've got a list of some 800 or 900 individual
circulators
to call.
That's right.
And that's not counting their family members. That puts it well over 1,000.
Yeah. There were over 1,000 circulators.
Right. So we've got people to call to recruit to the team.
Yeah. So the team leaders are going through the list of circulators and calling them.
And who are the team leaders?
All right. Alpha Company, Doug McBurney.
Hoorah!
Bravo Company, Joe Scott.
Oh, that'll be a great team.
It's going to be hard to beat Joe Scott. Her first lieutenant is Ken Scott.
Oh, boy.
Or he's in charge, maybe. He's in charge.
He's in charge.
And she's his first lieutenant.
That's right.
So Ken and Joe Scott. Charlie Company, Brian Enyart. Who's that?
He's the famous guy.
That's my mother's son.
He's a guy with a brother on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Brian Enyart. And then we've got Delta Company up in Longmont, Scott Evans.
Oh, yeah.
Scott Evans, personal friend of a popular nationally known talk show host.
Yes.
You know, the Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Scott Evans and Jesse Lee are tight. They go way back.
Is that right?
Yeah. So Scott Evans, Delta Company. Bob Enyart, Echo Company. So, hey, I could use people in Echo Company.
Hey, Bob needs someone in Echo Company. The number to call, 1-800-836-9278.
But so do you, Doug, right? You need a whole team.
Need a whole team. I need Alpha 20 or 30 people.
Then we've got Leslie Hanks, who's heading up Foxtrot Company.
Foxtrot Company. That's appropriate. Very good.
That's appropriate, yeah. Right? I wouldn't want to be the head of Foxtrot. I mean, it's okay if you're military.
No, but Leslie is very fashionable.
Yeah,
very hip.
It's appropriate.
She's Foxtrot Company.
These names must have been developed back in the 30s.
It goes back a ways.
Maybe World War I.
Yeah.
Foxtrot. Leslie Hanks. And then India Company is Judy Moroni.
Judy Moroni. Brought in a lot of signatures.
We've got Bob Fortune. Boy, he is a superhero.
Yeah, when I saw his signature count, I thought this guy is worth a fortune.
He's worth a fortune.
I mean it.
He's worth his weight in gold.
Yeah, the appropriate name.
Bob Fortune is team leader for Whiskey Company.
Whiskey Company, Bob.
Now, we might have some Baptists in the audience
who are
a little bit hesitant.
They might not want to be a part of Whiskey Company.
They may not, but you don't have to drink the stuff.
No, it's just a phonetic designation.
For W, you just have to get signatures.
That's right. You don't have to drink.
You don't. No. And if you're against dancing, you don't have to be on Leslie's company.
That's right.
Foxtrot. And if you're against India, we got a donation from India.
Hey, I got a letter right here, an order for the video Mount Moriah.
Mount Moriah.
From Maharashtra, India.
India.
Maharashtra.
Doug, this is hysterical because I know we're off topic, but the Bob in Your Life telethon?
Yes, the Bob in Your Life telethon.
We're doing better. We were at $4,000 of our goal of $40,000.
Today we are up to
$5,800. Thank you to the audience. We've got people giving from other countries.
Yes, we've got from Germany. We have donation from Hong Kong in China.
Yeah.
And now we add India to the list.
India.
What's up with the United States? You people need to step it up. Someone needs to call in and put us over 6,000. It would only take a donation of $125 right now to put us over 6,000.
That's for the Bob in Your Life telethon. And we're also, of course, urging people to call in. Okay, we've got people on the line.
People are on the line.
1-800-8-ENYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. 1-800-836-9278. 9278. So, Doug, these are the teams. We may add more teams, and if anybody out there wants to either help out with the Bob and Aaron Live Telethon, we got people in China who want to keep this radio show on the air in Colorado.
Yeah.
And in India.
See, the reach of the World Wide Web changes everything.
And in Germany. We've got Germany.
Yeah. Now, the guy from India, he's interested in finding out about the resurrection because he says he hasn't dismissed the idea. And if there's anything that could reach a Hindu in India, it's that video, Mount Moriah.
Mount
it's
Moriah. Powerful. The Mount Moriah video that we've produced here at Bob and Yurt Live, the evidence for the resurrection, a mountain of evidence.
Amen.
Historic and geographic of all things.
Yeah,
geographic. Geographic. How could there be geographic? Check it out,
Don't
Mount Moriah.
Give it away. Yeah, they've got to get the video. All right, now, the SWAT teams are forming. We're going to be making contact with people today, tomorrow, over the next 3 or 4 days. But what we want to encourage you to do is call in. Our lines are full.
Let's do that. And Doug, but you could still call in 800-836-9278. Why don't we go to the phone?
Paul from Hartzell, Colorado. Speak your mind.
Hi, Paul.
Hey, guys. Could you go with a coon company?
A coon company?
Are you from Louisiana?
A raccoon.
All right.
A raccoon company.
Yeah, man. That's my last name. It's spelled differently, but I figured that would probably work. I think we got over 100 Baptists and Catholics to sign up on the last petition drive, and I'd like to get on your team and do it again.
That awesome. Is so exciting. Now, where is this, Hartzell?
Hartzell, can you describe to us, and remember we went to public school, so use major landmarks. Where is Hartzell?
Between Fairplay and Buena Vista.
Oh, so it's up in the high country.
Right? Yeah, it's coming out of Colorado Springs on 24, but the signatures mostly came from Chaffee County down in Buena Vista.
Well, Paul, let me ask you this. What we're trying to do is to get in touch with motivated people and get a commitment for a certain number of signatures. So, Paul, you and the raccoon team, how many signatures could you commit to?
Yeah, now, did you just say about 100, Paul?
Well, I know there's 300 or 400 parishioners at least at St. Rose. And I think I've already got the whole Baptist church covered, but I haven't heard it yet, any of the other churches in the community yet.
All right. Now, you said Chaffee County.
Yep.
Isn't that the county with the most number of 14ers in the state peaks?
Yes,
14,000 foot peaks?
Yes, it is.
I didn't know there were any people who lived there.
No.
I thought it was all wildlife.
You guys are great. You know, I tune into your program now just to get a laugh listening to you and Doug go back and forth. I'm going to call you guys Cheech and Chong. Starts with a B, ends with a B.
No, we're focused on personhood, not medical marijuana.
I know. I'm just teasing you. Let me get a dig in.
Hey, we're old here, Paul. Oh, I'm old. Doug's young.
I'm your age, Bob.
I remember Cheech and Chong from when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Because then there was no such thing as parental guidance.
Oh, yeah.
And kids.
No, can you imagine? We came up in a country where they sold albums that made fun of potheads and druggies, and it's no wonder our whole society is whacked out.
kids, I guess it's similar today. Kids have video games and MP3 CDs of horrendous content, and the parents have no idea.
They have no clue what's going on.
No clue.
Now, wait a minute. I just want to make sure I'm thinking clearly here.
Yeah.
Cheech and Chong, was that originally designed to make fun of the potheads?
No, they were potheads.
I know, but
they
made
fun of
themselves.
He's right.
Were we laughing at them or with them?
Well, we were.
We were laughing at them.
Okay.
But most people that were listening to him were under the influence, put it that way.
Unfortunately, I think that turned out to be the case.
Yeah.
Now, where were we? Signatures.
So, Paul.
No, wait a minute. Chaffee County.
Yeah.
Population, help us out here.
Well, there must be some people living there.
Apparently.
Because either it's just like Chicagoland or Paul has gotten valid signatures. So, I don't know if the elk and the deer sign pro-life petitions. But, Paul, could you pick which team, which company? Now, I've got Echo Company.
I want to be on Echo.
Oh, Doug,
I understand
I
that.
Got
that's
why right.
I'm calling in, dude. I'm not going to call in and go for somebody else. I want to get with the big dogs.
So, okay, Echo Company.
Now, Bob, you said you're limiting your company to only 20 people, and your goal is 2,000
signatures.
So for the raccoon squad to be a part of Echo Company
means 100 signatures.
Is that Paul, beyond your reach, Paul?
Paul thinks.
No, I think 100 is real doable. I have not even touched on. I think Buena Vista has 5,000 people.
All right.
And there's several churches, and I know I called one of the pastors the night before when I was going to go down with the petitions last time, and he didn't get back to me, but I'm pretty sure that he would let me into his service to make an announcement.
That's very encouraging. So here's how this works. We can't just start getting signatures now.
No.
We have to wait until the Secretary of State's office contacts the sponsors and says, here are the number that you need.
Hey, you guys, I'm liable to lose you. I'm coming into a dead zone, and I'm on my way to an appointment, so I won't be able to hang with you much longer. But
all right, Paul, could you give your last name on the air?
Kuhn, K-U-H-N.
Oh, okay.
K-U-H-N.
Hey, you don't have any relatives in San Diego, do you?
I got relatives all over the place.
Anyway,
you name it, they're here.
All right, we're going to put you on hold
and
so
we
you
are
can give
need,
your phone number.
Yeah, we're going to need your phone number and your email, Paul, but consider yourself part of Echo Company.
Echo Company. God bless you, Paul.
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right, that's great. So the call screener right now is getting Paul's. Doug, this is going to work.
Oh, this is going to work. We got how many hundreds of people are out there like Paul? When you say 100, they're like, yeah, I can do that.
If you want to help and maybe get 25, maybe 50 signatures or 100.
Yeah, if you can get 10, if you can get 100.
Yeah, and
we'll find a place.
I've got
for
Echo
you.
Company. What's your company?
Alpha Company.
Alpha Dog.
That's right, Alpha Dog. I'm
so
the
Alpha Company. All right,
Alpha Company.
Doug, my company, our team will compete with your team.
Okay, and I plan to start recruiting this afternoon because I have some key people who I already know that I can call.
All right.
All right?
Don't call my mother.
No, I'm not going to.
She's a secret weapon.
Right.
If my mother is on my team, my Echo Company, we'll win.
Yeah? Okay,
but
well,
I have to talk to her. I got to see
it. It's official, then. It's a competition between Alpha and Echo Companies.
All right.
And so we've got another caller. We have Beverly in Colorado. Speak your mind.
Hi, Beverly.
Hello, Doug. This is Beverly in Fort Collins.
Fort Collins, Colorado.
All right. Welcome, Beverly.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah,
hey,
right.
Now that's the spirit, Beverly.
How could I not have that spirit after listening to you guys, you know?
We're on a mission here.
Well, praise God.
There you go.
I would love to be on a SWAT team if you have anybody that could have a Fort Collins resident.
As a matter of fact, we do. We have a northern team. We'll have to pull it up here on the command and control computer.
We
here.
Do. I have that right here. We
okay.
have, out of Longmont, we have Delta Company.
Yes.
Delta works for me.
Delta. And then Lori Goble. What city is Lori Goble in? She's in Loveland. Now, what's closer to you, Loveland?
I think Loveland.
All right, Lori Goble, I think Scott Evans is going to be upset because I think he's just losing you, Beverly. But Lori Goble, we will, and she's leading X-Ray Company.
X-Ray,
so,
that works too.
So you'll help Lori, and Lori is one of the key organizers for the Personhood Amendment.
Excellent. Oh, yeah.
Have you ever met her, seen her on TV?
No, I haven't. In fact, my TV just died, but, you know.
She's been everywhere. Her husband, Reverend John Goble, they're extraordinary.
She gave a lecture at the Colorado March for Life that would just bring tears to your eye, send a shiver up your spine, and make you ready to just go out and conquer the world for Jesus Christ.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, and we have that on Colorado Right to Life's website.
It's awesome.
What a great time. So, okay, Beverly, we will. Now, if you could hang on.
Well, wait now, Beverly, because this isn't for greenhorns and novices, okay?
Right.
What we want from you is we want you to sit down and think about, you're going to have 15 days.
Yep.
How many signatures can you go out and get, do you think, in 15 days? What can you commit to?
Now, don't over.
Yeah, don't overestimate.
No. Because we need a valid number that we know when the 15 days start that we're going to do it.
Yeah.
Right.
So what do you think is reasonable?
I really think I can be a productive member here. But I'll tell you why. I only got about 45 signatures from, you know, that I sent in.
Right.
Praise the Lord.
But that was... that was with being away out of town for, you know, a couple of weeks, and that was not realizing that the deadline was when it was.
Right, and Beverly.
And I still didn't get to the stores and other churches that I wanted to get to. So I really think I can, I really believe the Lord's leading me to do this. So.
Beverly, you gave 45 people a chance to participate in the historic battle of our day, the human rights fight of our age.
I agree.
Amen. So
by the grace of God.
By the grace of God, and to honor and obey God, and to love your neighbor, and to stop people from killing, dismembering children.
That's right.
So, Beverly, thank you. Okay, so you think you got 45, but now it's only 2 weeks. So give us a number. Think, how many do you think you can
well,
get?
Well, let me ask you this. What are the 2 weeks? Because I have to...
Well,
we don't know yet.
We won't
know.
Oh, you don't know
the
yet.
The Secretary of State is keeping us guessing.
Okay.
It could start in a week. It could start in a couple, few weeks.
Okay.
We don't know yet.
You know, I think I can get at least 50, but I would like to think I could get 100 because my daughter, I go to Bethel Baptist, and my daughter goes to First Pres here in First Presbyterian in Fort Collins, and her husband is the youth director there. And so I'm hoping that I can get the pastor's permission to circulate
that. That would be tremendous.
And they've got a really good amount of people there.
And that's the right way to do it, to walk through. To work through your family. That's the right way to do that.
Right. So.
Okay. So why don't we put you down for 50, Beverly?
No. Let's put her down for 100. The Lord is leading. She can do it, Bob.
I really think I can do
it. I know she can do it. Beverly, I'm not overcommitting you. I can tell that you can get 100. Listen to this. If you go out on the street, you can get 6 to 12 signatures per hour.
Right.
We're talking 50 a week.
Right.
So that's. How many is that per day? How many
and
hours
you know,
a day? That,
you know, really,
it's doable.
Yeah, an hour
I'm
a day.
64 years old, but I'm not working anymore, and I don't have a car, so I take a bus. Do you realize how many people I can
Beverly,
see?
Beverly, you're not working anymore?
No.
Forget that.
We'll put her down.
Now that
Lori's
we've got
team.
Your contact info, you're back in the workforce. All right, Beverly, thank you. And now, listen, hang on. We're going to get all your contact info.
Okay.
All right.
God bless you, Beverly.
God bless you,
this
too.
This is great.
She's back working.
We'll put her back to work. She can get.
Now,
she'll do it.
While Beverly was talking,
we've got
the call screener handed me this, plus we have another line.
The lines are on fire. In fact, we should go to this call right now.
We're going to ignore these 750 signatures? Okay, let's go to this.
Lisa, speak your mind.
Lisa. Am I on the radio now?
You are on the radio, Lisa.
Okay.
Hi, Lisa. You're on with Bob Enyart and Doug McBurney.
Thank you. My name is Lisa Dudley, and I would like to commit to you 50, which I know isn't a great number, but I think
Lisa,
I can do that.
50 is a tremendous number.
Now, wait, Bob, wait. Lisa, will you commit to them on Alpha Company, my team?
I think Echo Company.
No, Alpha.
That'll be great.
I'm taking Alpha. All right, this is you. This is
I don't
first,
know that this is fair, Lisa.
This is my first recruit.
Well, I wanted to ask, you know, if you might like to hear how I got involved with this cause and this issue.
Yes,
go,
please.
Lisa, yeah.
Because it is very much on my heart. My mom was a high school teacher, and during her time as a teacher, she was a great teacher and the kind that the kids would go to if they had trouble or problems, and she really cared about them. And during that time, two girls through the course of that time came to her in a kind of crisis pregnancy situation. They had very troubled home situations, and at that time, my mom was pro-choice.
Wow.
And she didn't, she thought that a baby wasn't alive until it was born, that it wasn't really a baby until it was born.
It's just astounding how people could hold that position, but people do. It's shocking. But go ahead.
Yeah, and she really believed that, and she was a Christian and everything, and that's just, she thought that it happened at the time of birth.
Wow.
And when she realized in the 70s, when the ultrasound came out, and she saw for the first time an ultrasound and a baby in the ultrasound picture, her heart immediately changed. And she went and read the scripture. She went and, you know, she read Psalm 139, and she just got down on her knees. And she knew that what she believed before was so completely wrong. And she could never get back what she told those girls and counseled them. But she did spend the rest of her life volunteering at crisis pregnancy centers and really, really fighting for this cause.
Wow.
And,
that is quite a story, Lisa. And so that's the beautiful thing about our God. He is a God of new beginnings and redemption and forgiveness.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. Yes. And that's how I became involved, because her she had an impact on me. And, you know, I realized how important this is and, mm-hmm. and what it really is. But I think it's just a matter of the mentality in the States and just internationally changing and understanding that that tissue inside, it's not just tissue. Mm. It is a baby.
It's a baby. Quite often sucking his thumb and playing with their toes, yeah. sleeping and dreaming. Lisa, are you allowed to say the name of the school?
The school, which school?
That where your mom taught.
Yeah.
Oh, it was in Texas. She taught in several different places.
Okay.
But yeah, I am. It's important to me now. So yeah. I hope I can get those signatures.
Well, Lisa, we are blessed to have you on the team. We will be in touch with you. And God bless you for sharing such an encouraging story with the whole audience. And thanks for getting on board to help us.
Do we have Lisa's contact info? We've got that already, right?
And we've got her assigned to Alpha Company.
And she's
Company.
On Alpha Company.
Yes.
All right, Lisa, I'm a little bit envious that you're on Alpha Company, but so be it. This is going to be a godly competition.
Amen.
Thanks, Lisa.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
All right.
God bless you.
God bless you,
Lisa. Bye-bye.
So Lisa said 50 signatures.
There you go. My first recruit has made a commitment.
Now Doug,
what did we get? The lines were on fire.
Yeah.
Our producer was juggling.
Colorado Springs.
Yeah.
Paul.
Paul in Colorado Springs.
Could I say his last name? Paul R.
Paul R. in Colorado Springs called in.
Rathburn.
Now, he's committed to get some signatures.
Yeah, 750 signatures. 750. He said, I can do 50 signatures a day. I know I can.
Well.
So, now, I don't want that to scare away other people, because some people might be able to get 10 or 20.
And we need those people.
You need those people,
yeah.
Because half of the 80,000 we turned in, Doug, were people who got less than 50 signatures. Half.
Let's go to the phones. No. Jerry's not.
Jerry.
Jerry called in. He's committed to 40 signatures.
Jerry R. said 40 signatures. Oh, he wrote Alpha Company.
All right, I'll take
he
him on
said
Alpha Company.
Alpha Company. That is just not.
Now Paul
right.
is down in Colorado Springs. Do we have to give him to Bob Fortune?
Bob Fortune doesn't need Paul. Bob Fortune is a signature machine.
Well.
So
we'll figure
but,
out.
But
will...
I do think that I think we should. Ask Bob Fortune if he would like Paul on his whiskey company.
Bob may allocate Paul wherever Bob thinks Paul is needed.
That's right.
This is incredible. We're going to get this done.
We're going to get it done.
With the precision of a military operation.
So call Personhood Colorado and sign up for a team. Just tell them where you live, how many signatures, and they'll help you pick a team and a team leader.
Yeah, 303-456-2800.
Yeah, and Bob and Ernie Live, our website, kgovkgov.com. Maranatha, what a great school.